Kurt Apsey is entering his second year as the athletic director at Boise State University. The longtime Bronco was called back to the school last summer after a short stint at a small college in Montana. Today, Apsey oversees a football program that represents a national brand. Boise State plays nearly all of its games on national TV, but has also struggled to sell out home games. And this summer, word came that the Big 12 Conference, a member of college football's so-called Power Five, was looking to expand, and that Boise State was a potential candidate to join. I sat down with Apsey in his office yesterday afternoon and began by asking why such a move would be attractive.
Well, I think I've said it before, you know, we're always looking to put our department and this institution in the best light. And we think there are a lot of benefits to being a part of a Power 5 conference, whether it's the Big 12 or the Pac-12 or whatever it may be. So I probably look at that more in general, where we're just looking to get better. And we want to be at the highest level we can be at. We want to compete at the highest level. And, you know, we exhaust those opportunities as much as we can to make sure that we put our department in the best possible position. And so we'll always look at opportunities like that.
You said this week that ticket sales were a little bit behind schedule. About 19,500 were out as of Monday. That was about 93% of what goal at that point in time has been. You said that, you know, maybe the days of the weeks that some of these games, these home football games, are played on Thursday, Friday nights, late on Saturday nights, kickoff sometimes 8:15, pushing 8:30. This current TV deal that affords Boise State a lot of revenue at the end of a football season, is it hurting the game day experience in Boise?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm not so sure it's the day of the week as much as it is the time of the game. And so now Thursday, probably not a bad night to play. Saturday, obviously not a bad night. In terms of if you're just talking about the day, if you're playing on Friday night, a lot of times that will move in on high school football and those kinds of things. So that makes it hard for those fans to be a part of it. But I would say it's more game time than anything. And when you're playing those late kickoff games, you know, where you're starting at 8:30 and it's ended at 11:45, that's hard for families. That's hard for families that have young children. But, you know, at this point, like I've said before, we really don't have any control over when we play or what time we play. And if I could change that and make it more convenient for our fans, I'd do it tomorrow. But, you know, the other thing, too, about the television part, it's not just about the revenue. It's about the exposure. And as I'm sure you will agree and our fans will agree, ESPN and being able to play on in front of a national television audience is great for our football program. People get to see us. People get to see how exciting we are. I think people love to see us play on the blue. It's great for recruiting. So it's a mixture of the financial resources that were provided by playing at those times, but it's also the exposure. And, you know, that kind of exposure is not something we could afford to go out and purchase. And so for us, at least for now, we're in this contract and we've got to live by the rules. And I just hope that our fans understand that and they still come out to support our guys.
One tool in tool belts of athletic directors across the country who are in similar situations to you that seemingly more and more schools are adding, Washington State looking at it, New Mexico looking at it, and that is in-stadium alcohol sales during games. Is that something that Boise State is potentially going to look at?
Possibly down the road. Right now, the board that we're governed by is not comfortable with that, and we've got to honor those wishes, and we stay within the rules. And if there are times where we feel a need to go ask for permission to do some things, we've got to state our case and talk about why it's important. And but I think when you start talking about alcohol in Albertson Stadium, that's a sensitive issue with the State Board of Education here, and it's also with me. I'm not even saying that I think that we've got to do something like that, because I know that there are risks when you do that.
Of course, some of the context with this part of the discussion is this is the same board that essentially took away the right for the university to sell alcohol at the indoor practice facility, something that fans could enjoy. How big of a setback was that?
Well, you know, we hadn't done it for too long, but I think it was a setback. And we've got to battle those game times with offering other opportunities for our fans to come out and enjoy the environment. But again, you know, that's a board that's uncomfortable with that, and I don't question their reasoning behind it. We've got to live by those decisions, but it is just one more thing that we're not able to offer our fans outside of just coming to the game.
That's Boise State University Athletic Director Kurt Absey. The Bronco football team opens its season on Saturday morning in Lafayette, Louisiana.